Now today is a very special day in the year, isn't it? Can any of the children tell me what today is? Yes. It's Good Friday. Very, very good. And what happened on Good Friday? Anyone tell what happened on Good Friday? You asked? Yes? Exactly. Jesus died on the cross, and that's why we've got a cross there. That does seem strange, doesn't it, that we call it Good Friday? Why do you think we call it Good Friday if Jesus died then? Yes? It's because he died for our sins. That's great. And we're going to come back to that in a moment. But actually today is special not just for being Good Friday. What else is special about today? Something completely different. Yes? Well, it's Easter in 2 days' time. Yes, absolutely true. But there is another reason why today is special. Yes? Sorry? It's hot cross buns. Well, that does make it special. And we're all looking forward to them. But there is a very special day today. Do you know what it is? It is April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. Now, what's April Fool's Day about? Jokes. Well, it is about jokes, isn't it? I don't know if anyone listening to the radio this morning. There were two in the papers, apparently. One of them was that they have just discovered in South America the first ever flying rabbit. So they got discovered a flying rabbit. And there was another one. Is anyone planning to cross the channel today by ferry? Well, that's very good, actually, because the weather's pretty grim, isn't it? But there's another reason why it's good, because apparently they're doing traffic works in the channel. And if you get on a channel ferry, you're liable to be diverted by floating traffic cones. So just be careful if we're crossing the channel. But isn't it strange that today we remember both Jesus' death and April Fool's? Because the thing that makes it strange is this, that a lot of people think that the death of Jesus was foolish. It's just something for fools. Well, just for your own delight this morning, I have brought along with me a couple of fools, and I'd like to introduce them to you. Yes, they look pretty stupid, don't they? Well, do you know the Bible often talks about the fool? And do you know what the Bible says about the fool? Well, I'll tell you. Here are a few things the Bible says about the fool. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. The fool is always repeating his or her mistakes. Well, you can say that's pretty stupid, isn't it? Isn't that stupid? Another thing about the fool is always losing his temper and fighting. When anyone tries to tell the fool off, he won't listen. Whoever insults someone or is rude about them, that person is a fool. The fool is very quick to start a quarrel. Money is no use in the hands of a fool. The fool always knows best. And he who trusts in himself is a fool. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. And I hope you can see that. Now that's what the Bible says about the fool. Well, we're not fools, are we? Or are we? Now tell me, can any of you say that you've never got angry and fought with somebody else? Any of you say that? No, there's not too many people. I wouldn't ask the adults, actually. That'd be too embarrassing, wouldn't it? Or how about, would any of you say that you always listen to your mum and dad and you always do what they say? No. And even if you said you did, I'd like to know what your mum and dad think. Now tell me, do you ever quarrel? Ever quarrel? Mum and dad, you do? Yes. Afraid most of us do, don't we? I wonder how many of us have said, I don't believe in God. No, I don't believe in God. There's no God. I don't believe in him. Most of us have at some time or another. Now you see, if that is true, the Bible says that we're fools. The Bible says that I'm a fool, that we're all fools. Well, I want to tell you something about, I want to talk, tell you a story today about two other fools. Because when Jesus died on the cross on Good Friday, was he the only one who died? Was there anybody else who died with him? Can you remember? Yes? Who else died with him? A criminal. In fact, not just one criminal, but two. There were two criminals, weren't there? I have them here, just so that you can show, just so I can show them to you. But I want you to notice, you see, this is Jesus on the cross. You have to imagine this is Jesus. And that cross is absolutely white. Now, why do you think that is? Why is the cross of Jesus absolutely white? Yes? Because he'd never done anything wrong. That's exactly it. Now, these two criminals, on the other hand, they were completely different, weren't they? They were the total opposite. Now, here's one here. Fix him up, so that's it. And there's the other one here. There you go. Now, I've put them red or scarlet. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Yeah? Because it signifies evil. That's right. The Bible says that our sins are like scarlet. And these people, they'd done plenty of things wrong, hadn't they? They were probably murderers. They were vicious. They were hard criminals. And they deserved to die. But Jesus in the middle, now he didn't deserve to die at all, did he? Now, do you remember the story of what happened? All three of them were on the cross together. And one of the criminals, that's this one here. He turned to Jesus and says, look, you're supposed to be king. You're supposed to be the Messiah, the Christ. Well, if you're that clever, why don't you save yourself? And while you're about it, why don't you save us as well? And he got really angry and cross with Jesus. But you know what the other one said? The other one was very different. He said, no, you can't say that. Because Jesus is innocent. How can you insult him and criticize him? He hasn't done anything wrong. We have. I mean, we're murderers, we're robbers, we're thieves. We deserve what we get, but Jesus doesn't deserve what he gets. How can you say that about him? And he then turned to Jesus, and do you remember what he said to Jesus? Do you remember what he said? I'll tell you, yes? Exactly. He said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said the most amazing words to him. He says, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise. You can be forgiven. Now, isn't that an amazing thing to say? How do you think Jesus could say that? Well, I'll tell you. And you know, this is the most important truth that you will ever, ever be able to understand. There is nothing in all the world as important as this. If you understand this, then you'll be like the wisest person in the world. Because what happened there on the cross was this, that Jesus took all this man's sin upon him. He took it upon him, and he actually died in his place. So I'll show you what happened. Just watch carefully. Do you see? Whereas before Jesus had been absolutely perfect and pure, suddenly he's taken on that man's sin, and he's become scarlet like him. That's because all his sin was placed upon Jesus. That's an incredible thing, isn't it? But do you know something even more amazing? Do you know what happened to that man at that time? Well, I'll show you that. Suddenly, that man became perfect like Jesus had been. Do you see they changed? Jesus took his sin and he became perfect like Jesus. You see, God made Jesus like us so that we could be like Jesus. And you know, that isn't just true of this person here. It's true of every single one of us who wants to know that. That when Jesus died on the cross, he took your sin and my sin upon himself so that we could go free. Just think of all those times you disobeyed your mum and dad. Think of the times when you should have tidied your room and you didn't. Think of those times, dare I say it, when your mum or your dad maybe gave you some collection for Sunday school and you didn't give it all in. Or whatever it might have been. Think of all the things that we as grown-ups have done. The times that we've been unkind to one another, that we've disobeyed God. All those things Jesus took when he died on the cross so that we could go free. But there's one other person, isn't there? What about the other thief on the other side? What do you think happened to him? Any ideas? Well, I'll tell you. You see, he never asked Jesus to forgive him. He said, no, I don't need forgiveness. No, I don't care about that. He's not God. If he was God, he'd do a miracle, or he'd do this or do that or the other. No, I'm not interested in him. And so, he was never able to be forgiven. This man knew Jesus' forgiveness. The other one didn't. Now, do you remember at the beginning, we said today was April Fool's Day. And we also thought that perhaps most of us in some ways are fools, didn't we? Because we've all done wrong. We've all disobeyed in one way or another. But you know who the real fool is, don't you? The real fool is not somebody who's done something wrong, because we've all done things wrong. This thief here had done something wrong. No, the real fool is the one who, whilst he's done something wrong, never asked Jesus to forgive him or her. That's the real fool. Because God says, you can all be forgiven. You can all know me. You can all follow me if only you'll ask for my forgiveness. Because I have taken your sin on Jesus. The real fool is the one who doesn't want it. So when we think of Good Friday, and when we think of April Fool's Day, I just want us to remember this. Which of those two fools are we like? Which one's more like you? Which one's more like me? What do you reckon? The white one, that's it. Now I hope and pray that all of us can be like that one. Because we've gone wrong, we've disobeyed God, but Jesus has taken it all. And isn't it amazing that some people are so foolish that they never ask God to forgive them, and so their sin remains with them? That's the choice. Which one are we going to be like? The one who comes to Jesus and asks for forgiveness, or the one who doesn't? Because Jesus has taken it all. It's the most wonderful truth we'll ever know. Let's pray we never forget it. As we're seated, shall we just have a prayer then as we close? Let's close our eyes and pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, we thank you that on that first Good Friday, amazing though it seems, sort of foolish though it seems, you nevertheless took our sin upon yourself so that we could go free. And I pray that each one of us here might know that forgiveness and might know the freedom that comes from your death upon the cross for us. Help us to understand that, we pray. And we ask it for your name's sake. Amen.